Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good afternoon, and you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. We're celebrating classical music adventures, music behind the books and imagination. And we're going to be featuring a lot of the music tracks that I've had the pleasure of putting together so that you could enjoy my trailers and my books and my video presentations. It takes a lot of great composers and music genius to come up with the style that they have. I grew up watching movies, appreciating the music behind the action, the romance, the intrigue, and the thrill. It's something that you learn growing up. And I have had the pleasure of taking it in and incorporating it into part of what I believe in and what I do. Create something great so that you can read and enjoy. We're going to start off with a series of background tracks that I've had the pleasure of putting together with the Power of Strength and Imagination, the intro from Santa Claus versus the Ice Soldiers, the Starship, USS KK, the Nighthawk, narration by me as we were testing for Santa Claus versus the Aliens. Of course, we will follow it up with Heroes for Tomorrow. And the last track that we will start with, Honor Thy Father, that was created for my father, Archie McClure. I felt that he was a great man that needed to be honored. So without further ado, we're going to start the show. And again, you're on Classical Music Adventures, the music behind the books and imagination. And we'll talk more about that during the show.
our story begins with a whole lot of chatter. It's 2 weeks before Christmas, and everything matters. Santa is busy with the smallest of details from his list of who gets what. No matter the size, the color, or item. For he knows their request comes from deep down inside them. The whole place is busy, as anyone can see, as they get ready for Christmas, full of magic and glee. The elves in the workshop are really busy too, as they make Christmas baskets for those who have less, but deserve Christmas too. Why, there's the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. They all have a big job to help prepare the special Christmas feast that Santa, his wife, and all the elves and all the workers will eat. The reindeer will have their antlers cleaned and polished. Their hooves will look so neatly shined and stylish. Everyone is happy with the job that they do, for Christmas is special, and each year seems oh so brand new.
in that last track that you were listening to, that was Honor Thy Father. I created that for my father. I believe that we talk a lot about mothers, and sometimes we almost overlook the position and power and place and advice and moral attitude of the father. When I'm writing, I try to put together serious completions of my book. And as I said, they are inspired by the music I hear in the background as I write. And I learned that from the movies. Today's show, Music Behind the Driving Force of Ideas, is a long tradition. I grew up in a world where the music behind the film, either on television or in Hollywood, brought the images on the screen to life. I took in every note delivered by some of the best music composers from across the globe. I keep this one secret close to me as I imagine that one day I would be creating stories that would need such talent as the driving force for my imagination. I learned to feel the music in a scene that helped me develop, and I brought that to life in the books that I write. We're going to continue on a journey of the music behind the books and inspiration. And if you look deeply and listen closely, you will hear a lot of the information and inspiration that I gained from writing, from the old movies with Charlie Chaplin to Gone with the Wind to The Man in the Iron Mask by Alexandre Dumas. All of these great pieces of work is how I achieved what I create today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish.
We'll be right back.
once-in-a-lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and we're traveling through a lot of the soundtracks and creative thinking that I've brought together when I'm working on a project. There was a young lady came to me. She always wanted to write a book, and she felt she had a story about a jazz singer. She was referred, and everybody told her that yes, she would probably end up doing her project if she had me work on it. As I said, the first thing I have to do is learn what the project is about and then decide on a cover design that is going to be fitting into Push. And because it was a jazz story, I needed something really dynamic, which is what I created for her cover. But also, when she's doing her promotions, it's easier to promote a book about jazz at a jazz club. So a couple of associates of mine did have jazz clubs, and they could invite her down. And as part of the intermission, the musicians would play jazz softly, and she could read from her book. You see, a book is a vehicle that has to be driven at the right speed down the right road. And a lot of people just say, I want to do a book. I want to put it together. But you've got to have that technique that helps drive your ideas. I want you to listen to the soundtrack that I put together for her book and her trailer. Her name is Janice R. Childs. She works for the city of Chicago. And she's a great person. And she was so thrilled to be able to create and sell and produce her first book.
The release of this new book was created by author Janice R. Childs from Chicago. A young woman striving to make a name for herself in a crowded field has been an amazing journey. As a self-determined individual, her efforts have paid off with the publishing of her first book, A Songbird Story, where the reader gains a first-hand look at a singer's intense battle for her soul. This story brings you to what some consider as close as it gets to the real life of a woman who is determined to become one of the most influential singers in the music industry. Yes, many writers have played with the idea of the same old desire and the rise and fall of many, where sex and drugs play an explicit role in almost every entertainer's journey. A Songbird Story is more than a mere glance into a tortured soul. It is a book you will find interesting and well worth the read. You can purchase this story by Chicago author Janice R. Childs at www.dsmpublications.net.
What's it to you? You seem surprised to find find me here, out with some guy. You said we were through. Baby, what's it to you? What's it to you? Why so concerned? Isn't that rare? Right up till now, you didn't care. Some people do. Baby, what's it to you?
You know, then that was the book background track for the trailer and promotion for Janice I. Child's book. One of the things about producing, you learn a lot from the older producers that were around producing movies and trailers so that people would be interested in the books or the films that they did. When I had the pleasure of doing Yolanda's book, my sister, who passed away, I wanted to make sure that I nailed the exact feeling she wanted about her writing. She was an evangelist. So I put together a book. It's called Yolanda, The Story of Faith. And I hope a lot of you have either purchased the book or will purchase the book. It is a dynamic telling of her life as an evangelist that only wants to help people learn the word. I'm going to play the soundtrack, Yolanda, A Story of Faith.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Now, when you work on a book for a talent that was so dynamic and multifaceted as my sister, she became a unique and great and popular artist at the age of 75, which was truly amazing to me. So when I created her book, I also put inside a gallery section displaying her work in art. And it was so beautiful. The soundtrack is called Yolanda, The Artistry. And again, another soundtrack for another phase of the life of Yolanda. Thank you. when I finished producing that amazing piece, I felt a spiritual connection of beauty and tranquility, which is something I knew she would have enjoyed. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going on an adventure of the music behind the books and imagination. A lot of the pieces that helped me create, you're going to get a chance to hear and experience. So let's take this break. It is 5:42, and I'm enjoying knowing that you're going to get a chance to hear a lot of the variations for the books that I create, as well as the trailers and the videos.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
So before we start our adventure, I learned to feel the music in the scene and to understand why the opening theme was so important, or the score that carried the entire project. I believe I had found the essence of that magic, and I've been able to connect with some of the masters of the music behind my book projects and imagination. Today you will enjoy some of the pieces from behind the books. From my bestseller, To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, to Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, to I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, and one of my favorites is Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, the story of a young 17-year-old girl who was born blind and now can pitch 105 miles per hour. Yes, I have found the magic of great music, and I have had a chance to enjoy my adventure. Ladies and gentlemen, the music behind the books and the inspiration, I give you these soundtracks.
everything in front of you. Take my hand, so you will know everything that you can be. We're flying high above the sunrise. The light is shining through. The world below, so beautiful, is coming into focus.
Everything that you can do. There is no fear, only love. Coming right for you. We're flying.
Don S. McClure has fascinated variations of readers with his style of writing. Now McClure gives us Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. A mesmerizing while exciting story at the same time. Our story opens in the world's most isolated, inspiring and beautiful place in Mexico, the island of Purgatorio. It is a story of breathtaking energy and suspense that will take you on an extraordinary journey into the uncharted depths of the human mind and the most agonizing questions of faith and the human soul, laced with themes of love and faith, sin and forgiveness, compassion and understanding. You meet the main characters, Troy Matthews, the composer who doubts God's love, Navia, the angel whose love has saved the soul of Troy, and Razal, the first fallen angel thrown out of heaven for betraying God's secrets. Razal is now the undisputed leader of the 77 fallen angels, known as the Draconaris Legion. They are the hunters of the human soul. This story has the extraordinary ability to literally shock us into forgetting that it is just a story. But it will remain a truly unforgettable reading experience. What do you see when the demons come?
Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child. As she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with the understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Turn my volume down so I'm not echoing. But the magic of putting music together is something I enjoy. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, got more great music. From behind the scenes, how I create some of my dynamic writing.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
to produce a good book or good video. And I like taking my time, going through the database and seeing what I have. I work with some of the greatest stuff, music companies, on fire. I like working with Dreamtime. And some people that help me achieve what it is I want to create. Feel the world of creation can be really, really simple. And yet sometimes it can be really hard. Depending on what you want to do with it, how you see it. Whenever I get ready to travel to another city for a book signing like Springfield, I needed to create something of impact so that when people saw the video, they wanted to come to the Black Museum in Springfield, and I'll be there soon again. But I love the world of creating and the music behind it. I'm going to give you kind of an idea. I'm going to play a track called Last Hope, and it's by the Phoenix Music Company, Epic World Music. The title of the track is called Most Heroic Bionic. And it kind of gives you an idea of when you're being inspired by something, you want to create just as good as what you need. That was one of my inspirational pieces. But I truly enjoy it. There's a lot to music. There's a lot to imagine. And there's a lot to
light is shining through.
Don S. McClure has fascinated variations of readers with his style of writing. Now McClure gives us Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. A mesmerizing while exciting story at the same time. Our story opens in the world's most isolated, inspiring and beautiful place in Mexico, the island of Purgatorio. It is a story of breathtaking energy and suspense that will take you on an extraordinary journey into the uncharted depths of the human mind and the most agonizing questions of faith and the human soul. Laced with themes of love and faith, sin and forgiveness, compassion and understanding, you meet the main characters, Troy Matthews, the composer who doubts God's love, Navia, the angel whose love has saved the soul of Troy, and Razal, the first fallen angel thrown out of heaven for betraying God's secrets. Razal is now the undisputed leader of the 77 fallen angels, known as the Draconaris Legion. They are the hunters of the human soul. This story has the extraordinary ability to literally shock us into forgetting that it is just a story, but it will remain a truly unforgettable reading experience. What do you see when the demons come?
Our story begins with a whole lot of chatter. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. Everything matters. Santa is busy with the smallest of details from his list of who gets what. No matter the size, the color, or item. For he knows their request comes from deep down inside them. The whole place is busy, as anyone can see, as they get ready for Christmas, full of magic and glee. The elves in the workshop are really busy too, as they make Christmas baskets for those who have less, but deserve Christmas too. Why, there's the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. They all have a big job to help prepare the special Christmas feast that Santa, his wife, and all the elves, and all the workers will eat. The reindeer will have their antlers cleaned and polished. Their hooves will look so neatly shined and stylish. Everyone is happy with the job that they do, for Christmas is special, and each year seems oh so brand new.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
classical music adventures, sharing the music behind the books and imagination. Music behind the driving force of ideas is a long tradition, and I hope others pick up that tradition in their life. So I took in every note, delivered some of the best music composers from across the globe. And I think they gave me this is what makes a good movie and a good film. I'm going to say good night on Sunday. That's very special to me. And again, hope to see you soon on Classical Music Adventures. We will be doing and presenting more amazing.